Two down, bottom nine, 6-4 Red Sox. Tying run at the plate. Pitch is a high fly into left field. Duran, though, has room. Backing up to his left. He's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox come to D.C., and they sweep the Nationals in the nation's capital. They're back above 500. Rafaela and Story homer to back Garrett Crochet, and the Red Sox roll in Washington.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original. W-E-E-I.
Yes! Yes! Get your brooms out, baby! Woo! Sox finally back over 500. Sox finally beating bad teams again like they should. The last time I said, oh, this is going to be a sweep. They're going to get back on track. It was the Angels series. Remember that? It went reverse. They got swept. But now, finally, oh, the All-Star break fast approaching. Momentum fleeting. This team capturing it. Now here come the Rockies. Here comes a nice home stand at Fenway. Can you feel it? Momentum starting to build for this team. Travis Thomas Experience here for a shorty with you. I prepped for 3 hours, and I'm going to do a power hour here. I'm out of here at 6. So if you want to get in here power hour style, do some shots with me, 617-779-7937. You can also message me on social media. I'm at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on Twitter and IG. Get out the brooms, baby. It's a pleasure to be with you here on WEEI, as always. It feels like home when I'm here, so thank you for making me feel so welcome. I hope everyone had a great July 4th and a holiday weekend. Mine was actually different this year than past years. My wife's dealing with some major health issues, so we didn't do the traditional fireworks with the kids. Her parents are in town, so I just grilled and chilled with them. And I haven't watched the fireworks on TV in years. Usually we go, we bring the kids and the whole deal. And I watched it on TV this year, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of forgot how cool it is to do that. I don't think every year that's the answer, but every now and again, it is refreshing to just stay at home. In fact, hot take alert. You know, I think I may view fireworks now at this age like I do sporting events. I'd rather watch it on TV. I mean, it is fun to go to the big game and all that, but it's also nice to watch it on TV in the comfort of your own home, little surround sound, little food, a lot of drink. You can enjoy the game. You can enjoy the fireworks the same way without dealing with traffic, cranky kids, drunk idiots. I mean, everyone, at one point, I sat by myself watching the fireworks on TV, and I thought, man, everyone in this house is asleep except me. I'm drinking. I got the wings going. I'm watching the fireworks on the screen. When it was over, I drunkenly stumbled to bed. I didn't have to think about, how am I getting home? Oh, I don't know. Like, I didn't have to deal with traffic. I can't be alone in this, am I? Does anyone agree with me? 617-779-7937. I'm not saying every year, but I think every now and again, throw in fireworks on TV. It's phenomenal. It doesn't beat the real thing in person. I get it. But, you know, dealing with all the logistics, I liked it on TV. All right, here's another hot take for you. I was thinking about this on my way in today for this Power Hour show. It's tough sledding for our teams around here in terms of stars right now. So Tatum, we know, has Achilles. Devers has been traded, although Crochet is fast becoming a star around here. You know, the Patriots stunk. And we think, but we're not sure Drake May is a star. We're not sure he's the guy yet. We think he's shown signs, but there's no way to know for sure just yet. Bruin stunk. Pasta stars diminished because they didn't make the playoffs. I mean, I think in terms of stars, we're starving right now. But I do believe help is on the way. Garrett Crochet, obviously an all-star, the war pig. I mean, this guy, he is phenomenal. But be careful attaching to pitchers. We all know what happens We're not even going to talk about it because we don't want to jinx ourselves. But be careful with pitchers. I do like the energy and the leadership traits I see in Drake May. But as we said, it's a little early. James Hagen's now for the Bruins. We'll see. It'll take some time until he comes up. But I do believe he has the traits. Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer, I would say, both have the capability of becoming stars. So the future is bright for the Patriots, Bruins, and Red Sox regarding that. And obviously we know eventually Tatum will come back, and obviously you still do have Jaylen Brown there, and the Celtics will be fine as well. But as of now, today, I think we're starving for stars. As for the Sox, team-wise, I mean, this series against the Nationals was exactly what the doctor ordered, was it not? Getting some momentum cranked up, going into this All-Star break is critical for this team. It started Friday morning on July 4th in our nation's capital. I mean, hey, I get as nervous as everyone else when we see Giolito, when we see Buehler, when we see Bayo, but you have to give it to them. I mean, they've all pitched really well lately. Giolito shoved on Friday morning. He goes 7 2/3, 7 punch-outs, just giving up the one run. He should be in consideration, at least, for baseball's Comeback Player of the Year award, the way he's been pitching lately. But more importantly, the bats came alive, and they stayed that way all weekend. It was a magical fifth inning in that game, if you remember. The Sox scored 7 runs. Trevor Story had himself an afternoon, didn't he? He drove in 4 runs, including going yard in the 8th to put the game away for good for the Sox.
Here is Trevor Story, who's had a really nice day. 3 hits and a ground out. 9-1 Red Sox. He drives one high and deep into left field. That thing is back at the wall. It is gone! 2-run homer for Trevor Story, and it is 11-1 Red Sox.
How's that for fireworks? It didn't stop there, though. Saturday afternoon in D.C., the Sox got off to a fast start yet again against these putrid Nationals. And that's such an important piece of the story because coming into the game, listen to the stat, 30-14 overall when they score first. When the Sox draw first blood, they were 30-14 coming into Saturday afternoon's game. When they don't, and they fall behind early in these games, they're a mere 14-31. Think about that. Now we can make that stat 31-14, 32-14 after today. The Sox ran away with another one against the Nats on Saturday afternoon. 10-3 was that final. This is how it sounded.
I think Sadon is going to try to hit one to the Washington Monument right here.
Yeah. Man on first. Rafaela in the box. Left-hander Parker sets. Rafaela swings and he hits it high, deep to left, in the direction of the monument. It threatens it. A 2-run shot. And the Red Sox lead 8-0 in the third.
And today was a finale. I don't know how you felt going into this one. Even though the Nationals stink, I thought, man, wouldn't it be typical Sox here to lose today? You win the series, you feel pretty good about it, but wouldn't it just, it would just feel normal to us, wouldn't it? They lose, you're like, ah, you have kind of a good feeling, but you're like, I wish they would have swept. Oh, no. Sox win today 6-4, back above 500. The story continued for Trevor Story.
2-1 to Trevor is driven high and deep, and a left field. Adios! A massive 2-run homer for Trevor Story. 4-0 Red Sox. 5-3 Boston. Here it is. Sadon swings and drives one high and deep into left field. At the track. At the wall. Gone! Sadon, say goodbye. Another homer in D.C. And it is 6-3 Red Sox.
Gotta love it. Momentum before the All-Star break. Let's see if this team can keep it going. Now, I'm here till 6, so we're going power hour. I'm taking phone calls, 617-779-7937. Get in here. Get involved. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. We'll talk about how the AL East is coming, into a surprising shape next when we come back. And I'll call an audible before I get out of here at 6 and tell you how Drake May can make us feel a little bit better this season about him as a Pats franchise QB moving forward. But in the meantime, in between time, I want to hear from you. Call me. Here's my question. Do you believe that this team has turned the corner? They're above 500. They're beating bad teams. The All-Star break is coming. They're trying to get momentum before that hellacious second half of the season starts. I mean, that schedule is no joke. We'll talk about that too. 617-779-7937. Do you believe your baseball team has turned the corner? Or is this fool's gold? Your calls on this now. Call me. This is the Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI, and here's what's trending.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience. We are partying. Red Sox sweep. Trying desperately to gain and keep and sustain momentum going into the All-Star break. We will see what this team does back at home. But kudos to them for going on the road, playing a crappy team, and actually sweeping them like they should. How many times this season, you know you've done it. I've done it so many times. I've turned blue in the face and gone cross-eyed where I've said, this team, hey, they're playing the O's. They should sweep them. They're playing the Angels. It should be a sweep. They're playing the White Sox. They should wipe them off the face of the earth. Wrong, wrong, wrong. But now, finally, it feels like they're starting to do it. They're starting to respond. I do believe this team has turned the corner. Do you? 617-779-7937. That's a question I'm asking. I mean, listen, you look at the American League East right now, and I would understand someone saying, look, you know, they haven't really made any hay in the division, so to speak. The Yankees, yes, they've lost ground, but the Blue Jays are hotter than fish grease. So it's like all you've really done is change at the top. The Blue Jays now at the top of the division. They've won 8 straight, including today. They beat the Angels 3-2 today. So, I mean, they've won 9 out of their last 10. They are ridiculous. And I've been a little shocked by it. I mean, the Blue Jays, we're talking about have the Red Sox turn the corner. Listen, the Jays seemingly have finally gotten it together after all these years. For now, we'll see if it's sustainable. I don't want to go crazy here. They could just be hot, right? But the Jays and O's have really followed the same blueprint building their franchises, if you think about it. It should be noted, we see this in all sports, not just baseball. In fact, the Thunder just won the title, you know, by doing this exact same thing in terms of how they were built. You stink for a long time. You draft really well at the top of the draft because you stink. And eventually, if you draft properly, your team matures, if you can keep them together. And then they all come into their primes, and then, in theory, you should win, right? Blue Jays have been talented for years. They just kind of keep underachieving in the name of waiting for it to all come together. It remains to be seen whether or not, you know, the way they're playing right now is sustainable. And I do have my doubts. We found out for the Orioles, it wasn't sustainable, right? They made the playoffs. We thought, oh, here they go, finally. And then this season, they stink. So we'll see with the Blue Jays. I'm not going to go crazy here, but there's no denying how hot they are. Meanwhile, the Yankees, I mean, they're a mess. They won today, but coming into today, they had lost a bunch of games straight, and it's entirely off sloppy play. Very similar to what we've seen from the Sox at times this season. The Yankees, they have these errors, mistakes, stupid basic base running, lack of fundamentals. Did you see Aaron Judge get hit in the face by the ball last night on that throwing error? I mean, it's like a microcosm of how the Yankees season has gone so far. Isn't it great to watch their destruction? It's just beautiful. And then the Rays and the Sox. You know, the Rays are the Rays. They're boring as all hell. They're like a 401k. There's no fireworks. You know, it's like, it's just boring, compound interest. And then you look up and you're like, oh, they're in the playoffs again. What do you know? still empty seats in their stadium. Got it. Boring as hell, but consistent. And then the Red Sox, it's like a toxic relationship. When things are great, it's the highest of highs, right? And then when things are bad, oh my God, the sky is falling. You just can't find any consistency. That's the AL East, folks. And the O's right now are actually playing really good baseball. They're on a win streak, but it kind of feels like the season's over for them, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. Doesn't look good for them big picture in the moment. They're like 10 games under 500. That's the AL East. Do you believe this team has turned the corner? 617-779-7937. So, look, the division's kind of topsy-turvy, but if you're the Red Sox, I'm not really necessarily thinking about winning the AL East at this time. I'm thinking about that damn wild card, and they're right in the thick of it. What say you? 617-779-7937, Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. Let's get to the phone lines, shall we? Let's go to Wally, my main man online too in Fall River. What's happening, Wally? Welcome to the program.
What's up, dude? Totally awesome weekend, man. I'm happy as a clam. I mean, we played good. We didn't mess up anything. But I believe right now, like I said, no one's crucified this team more than me, and I think you have to some degree. But like I said, and you said, they turned the corner. I think they're playing very well as a unit. They're not. I mean, Rafi Devers is a thing of the past. He's playing in Yellowstone Park now, so he must be happy. But I just feel they turned the corner. It's up to Breslow now. I mean, we got to come home. We have a 6-1 homestand. He's got to get out on phone, start talking to some GMs, get us a first baseman to start and pitcher. But he's got to do something because this team has proven that it can compete, you know, for the division and a wild card. But a beautiful day in New England, beautiful day for Red Sox fans.
Amen, Wally. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jay. Jay, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, what's up, Travis? So when it comes to the Red Sox, I wish I agreed with Wally, but I'm still skeptical. Until they make a move at the deadline that isn't selling, I'm still holding my breath. I was really just calling about a point that you had earlier about a superstar that could possibly improve us in New England because we need one. And even though he's injured, I think that Stephon Diggs could be our not a Randy Moss, but literally a massive upgrade to the Patriots, and I think they could help us out. But other than that, Travis, continue the good work, dude. You're killing it.
Thanks, Peace. Jay. Appreciate it, man. Follow me on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. Listen, Steph Diggs, I don't think he's much of a leader as we've seen this offseason, but you could be right in terms of production. They don't have anyone else weapon-wise, so if the guy can stay healthy and be productive, he has a real chance at it. I think Drake May is going to be the guy, though. I'll talk about that before I get out of here. Let's go to, is it Thayer in New Hampshire? Thayer on line four. What's happening, Thayer? Welcome to the experience.
How are you doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. I think the Red Sox made a good choice by letting Devers go because he wouldn't play third. He wouldn't play first. All he wanted to do was DH. So they brought Roman Anthony up and that Marcella kid. And those guys have been unbelievable since they got there. And you look at the tables now. I know they've been 500 16 times all season. They're finally back, but they finally got the sweep. And hopefully they can keep it up. And our pitching's looking a lot better, and that's the key. Pitching and stay healthy.
No doubt there. Good call. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm sick of talking about Rafi Devers. I'm over it. He's out of shape. He's not playing well, for the Giants, and I'm just over it. Who cares? He's on the Zion Williamson workout plan. I'm over, Rafi. Good luck out west. Let's go to Rick in Salem. Rick, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the experience.
Yeah, Travis. No, I like what's going on, Travis, but in all seriousness, listen, this team needs a high-leverage right-handed relief pitcher.
Sure.
Okay, they really do. And answer me a question. Where is Justin Slayton? Is his tired arm recovered yet?
That I don't know, Rick. I guess we'll find out soon. Appreciate the call, brother. 617-779-7937. Alex Cora spoke after this game. Hey, they complete the sweep. Say what you want about schedule and the national stink and all that. a win's a win is a win, and they got it done against the Nats. Here's the skipper.
What you see from Garrett today? Seemed like he had to kind of grind through five there.
Yeah, he grinded here. Like, location-wise, he was off. I was talking to Wong, like in the eighth, and he's like, well, you know what? The cool thing is, like, even when he's grinding, his stuff is better than others, you know? So gave us five, and the bullpen, you know, they bend it, but they didn't break. You know, we walk a lot of people towards the end, but we finished the job, and now we go home.
How about, again, with the early offensive blitz there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what Trevor and Sedan are doing, you go back to that Milwaukee series, you know, I think offensively, Trevor right now, since that series, is the best offensive shortstop in the league, and Sedan, you know, probably the best offensive center fielder in the league. And, you know, Nate did a good job right away. You know, Roman against the lefty, a base hit, and then Ref did his thing. Great base running there by Roman. You know, we like it. I mean, it's good for our starters, you know, to have the lead.
To be able to come here and secure the sweep, take care of business, how big is that going back home now?
No, it's important, and we've been playing well for a while. I think since the Blue Jays series, that was a good one. I know in Anaheim and in San Fran we play well, but in Anaheim it was okay. But we swing the bat well. You know, we just got to continue. You know, we got two more lefties coming, so you know, we'll send that unit out there to do their thing, and hopefully they can replicate what they've done the last 2 days.
I know that there's no such thing as, you know, winning on paper, but when you play against a team,
nah,
in
it's the big leagues. Right. It is the big leagues. It doesn't matter. You know, they grinded throughout the last two games, and it's not guaranteed, you know, to win games. I read something today that it will be smart for the Red Sox to win games. Like, I mean, we're in the smart business every day. We try to win every day. It just doesn't happen.
And just, I mean, to take care of business, though.
So. It's good. I mean, finish series, and now we go home. We got seven before the break. You know, we're playing well. We're playing well, and like I said, we're going to get healthy, which is the most important thing.
We've seen you do that with Chapman and then other guys, but to do it with Hicks today, is that kind of a vote of confidence in him this early?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're going to use him in high-leverage situations. We've done it three times already, so we trust the kid, and he's a good one.
With Crochet, his last two innings seemed better, more efficient in some way. Did you figure anything out late there in his outing?
You got to ask him, to be honest with you. I was just happy that he went five and it was under 100 pitches, you know. So now we take the rest now. He pitches on Friday, I think it is. And obviously, you know, we know what's coming. So we'll be smart about it.
Got any new words to describe Trevor Story's run as of late?
I'm proud of him, man, because, you know, he was down. I still remember before we went to Milwaukee, we gave him that Sunday off and kind of like to reset. You know, he needed that. He put some good at-bats over there. He went to Atlanta, hit the double with the bases loaded. I think he hit a homer too, right, a big one. And from there, he took off, man. And not only offensively, but defensively too. You can see it. He's running the bases well. He's been through so much the last few years, and for him to go out there and perform, it is cool to see him smile, and you know, he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Hey, good times around here right now. Let's just enjoy them, baby. Bregman, Crochet, Chapman, all All-Stars. Sox get a sweep. Little momentum going into All-Star break. Woo! Travis Thomas Experience. We're partying here on WEEI. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Hey, not only was it a good day for the Travis Thomas Experience, it's been a great holiday weekend. Just a few more minutes here in this fine radio program. You're welcome to call me if you could squeeze it in here, 617-779-7937. I'm here for 10 more minutes. By the way, Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. If you want to message me there, you like what you've heard in this power hour, you're like, man, this guy's insane. This hour's been like a shot of straight whiskey. No chaser! Follow me on social media. I'm on IG and Twitter at Travis Thomas Experience. I want to actually close the show talking some football here, because we are in July, which means we are in training camp month, which means football season is nearly upon us, just a few weeks away. And look, you know, I've been following all the mini camps and the OTAs and all that nonsense, just like you have. Here are my quick takeaways. Drake May is going against an absolutely stud great defense on a daily. I mean, this Patriots defense, as long as they stay healthy this year, I think they're going to be one of the best in the NFL. I really believe that. I think with Vrabel now, a defensive-minded head coach, tough, played here, understands the dynamics of defense, has coached at an extremely high level as a head coach on that side of the ball. I mean, those Tennessee teams, they were kind of no-name defenses, but boy, were they good. You know, I think with the additions they made in the offseason, I think this defense is going to be real deal Holyfield. And I think Drake May is a beneficiary of that going against them all offseason long. So more on Drake May in a minute. Another one, another takeaway I have is Cole Strange. I think it's you-know-what time or get off the pot for Cole Strange. He's your starting guard now, and if the guy can stay healthy – and he can play, then he will not be a draft bust. If he can do neither of those, okay? If he can't stay healthy, or if he does and he can't play and he stinks, he's a draft bust, and it's time to move off of him in the future. So Cole Strange is someone I'm definitely having my eye on when we get to training camp as well. And then here's the other takeaway that I have as we get closer and closer to training camp. Have you noticed all these star players – who are, I'm using air quotes as I say this to you, available right now because they can't get contracts worked out with their teams? I mean, are you bleeping kidding me? TJ Watt is being shopped? What? Terry McLaurin maybe traded? Huh? I mean, Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals don't have any money left. They paid all their offensive players. Burrow, Higgins, Chase, they don't have any money. And Trey Hendrickson has done nothing except be productive as all get out the last 3 or 4 years. The guy's had 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row, and he's healthy and available. I get it. He's 30. You're like, oh, well, how much longer does he have? I don't know, but I know right now is his prime. I mean, if I'm the Patriots, are you kidding? I'm on the phone with the Bengals yesterday. I don't care. It's a holiday weekend. I'm trying to get that guy. Think about the names I just said. TJ Watt, Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson. You don't think these guys can help? I do. There's other guys around the league, too. Kyle Pitts with Atlanta. Now, you know, that's a little more of a reach. But on a team that doesn't have a lot of playmakers, I think I'd be willing to roll the dice. And you have cap space and money. And all these dudes want is a new contract. Terry McLaurin would be option one for me. Are you kidding? And then if I can get my hands on TJ Watt, I would, or Trey Hendrickson, I would. But, I mean, that's – I think the Patriots should be the top team going after these guys. All of them. They can afford all of them. I'm not saying you'll get them all, but you got enough money for them. I want to go back to Drake May for a second. So, listen, I'm a big fan, and I do think he takes – a normal, usual step for a stud rookie, and yes, I'm calling him a stud, for a stud rookie in year two. You know, there's going to be growing pains. We understand that. And there's generally a bigger leap from year two to year three. But I do think we'll see an improvement from Drake May. And I was sort of thinking about this. What is the checklist for a franchise quarterback in this league? And there are some things, you know, obviously all this stuff is subjective. We get it. But there are some things that are universal and easy to define. So in this league, 3,500 to 4,000 yards franchise quarterback, 65 to 70% completion percentage for franchise quarterbacks, low end 65, most of them are around 68, 67, 69, 70%, okay? And then obviously we all know touchdown to interception ratio must be favorable. We understand that. You got to throw more touchdowns than you do interceptions. Everyone gets that. You can't turn the ball over and be a franchise quarterback in this league. Josh Allen was the only one who was close, and he's cleaned that up in recent years. So obviously, if you can move as a QB, That's a bonus. And we know Drake is a great athlete who can do just that. And with Josh McDaniels, I expect a little more design movement. Not necessarily design runs, but movement. Bootlegs, get him out on the move, get him throwing on the run. Let's see Drake May in design run plays, not necessarily running for his life. If you look at how close Drake May is to all these milestones, he's not far off. 66% completion percentage, so he's already there, and that'll improve. He had 2,200 yards passing, but remember, he only played 13 games. He didn't have a grown-up as a head coach, and he had zero weapons. That will improve. He had 15 touchdowns, 10 picks. He's got to improve on the touchdown-to-interception ratio, but we think he will, right? The schedule for the first month of the season, where's the good defenses? Raiders? Dolphins? I mean, the Steelers defense may not even have TJ Watt. Carolina? His confidence is going to be sky high. I do believe Drake May will take the step that we all want him to this year, and we'll feel better about him being the franchise quarterback moving forward. Follow me on social media at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm back next Sunday after the Sox. Hopefully it's a longer show than this Power Hour, but it sure was fun. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.